This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like. Dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Big question I had asked in the last hour was, is the First Amendment less important than national security? Because that's certainly the way the government would have you believe. They have these national security letters they've been sending out left and right to various different technology companies all around the country saying, well, you better hand this information over that we're demanding, and if you don't hand it over, we're going to come after you. And if you even let anyone know we've asked you or demanded you that you do this, if you receive that you've received this letter, if you tell anyone that you've received this letter, you will be prosecuted. So much for freedom of speech. All they have to do is send you a threatening letter, and no more free speech. Is national security, so-called, more important than free speech? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because terrorism might happen if you're able to reveal that you've been contacted by the government. If any information gets out that the government considers to be important, then that would be terrible, because people might get hurt. We can't have that.
How can we fight? How can one push back against government intrusion when the government gives out pieces of paper that say, give us your information, and you're not allowed to talk about giving us your information? You're not even allowed to tell folks how many letters you've received from us.
Wait, now hold on. This whole thing seem counterintuitive? Like, if the idea is that the terrorists hate us for our freedoms, which was sort of the official government policy for, you know, ever since the 9/11 attacks. The terrorists hate us for our freedoms. Well, now in order to save you from the terrorists, they hate you for your freedoms.
They won't hate you for them anymore.
We're just going to have to take those freedoms away. Makes sense, right? Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. We had Martin. We brought him on in the last segment there, but it was right at the end. Martin, go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm glad you talked about that, because I was actually going to, you know, talk about this and the fact that these letters constitute warrants. They're administrative warrants that are not signed by they're signed by a bureaucrat, not a judge or.
I think it's a rubber stamp judge, the FISA courts. I think they're behind this.
I'm not really sure. I think actually it actually comes from the FBI. I think these are administrative warrants. I don't think they even come from the FISA courts.
Would it really matter?
Yeah.
I mean,
who cares?
Law enforcement gets whatever warrant it wants. It'll get some judge to give a rubber stamp to something.
Yeah, good point.
As I was saying before that this was challenged, I know that Judge Napolitano had mentioned this was challenged, and what I think the Twitter should do is actually take all of the ones that they have received in the last, you know, 3 years while these are valid, and file the lawsuit and attach these letters as exhibits and file them with the law, publicly file them in a federal lawsuit, have their attorneys file that. That is protected speech. And as such, the people who have been affected, it will become a matter of public record.
And interesting proposal.
I think they ought to put that right in their face and challenge them directly in the courts with doing that, and say, hey, not only we released it, but we're putting it in court, and you know our attorneys have put it in court, and here, you know, we as attorneys here, you know, we have the right to do this and to publicly, you know, as our First Amendment right to petition for redress in the courts here, you know, that we have released this. And I would like to see Twitter do that rather than just say that they just want to tell the number of people that have been affected by this.
I think that's a great proposal, Martin. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Do you think that the First Amendment, that free speech, that's what the idea of the First Amendment is supposed to protect, your free speech, your freedom of religion, freedom to be the free press, do you think these things should all be pushed aside in order to make room for national security? 855-450-FREE. We've got Dana on the line in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Hello, Dana.
Hi. Hi, both of you.
Hey there.
One of you said in this specific case with Twitter that it was Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Is that the one that's threatening them in this most recent, you know?
Yeah, I don't know which department of the Department of Homeland Security, but yeah, it's them.
Okay, but it's basically DHS. Well, I'm really confused. I'm actually really perplexed. Didn't they just come out, DHS, 2 weeks ago and say that they promised to protect the American citizens from global warming because it's a greater threat than Ebola, ISIS to this country, lack of employment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? If they're not going to protect me from hot weather, who in the government is going to? Because I count on the government to give me housing through Section 8, to feed me through food stamps, and then to guarantee my student loans, to guarantee my mortgage. And then there's Obamacare, which is going to give us great standard care the vets have. So they encourage us to die young and leave a good-looking corpse behind.
Well, they do want you to die young. I mean, that much is true, because
right.
They certainly don't want to want you to collect Social Security. Thank you for the call, Dana. I do appreciate hearing from you. I think her tongue was planted in her cheek.
Yeah, I think so, too. And then everybody there at the federal government's running around exhaling carbon dioxide, too.
We continue here with Chris calling from the police state of Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris.
Hey, guys. I wanted to touch back on depopulation.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. First, let me say thank you guys for introducing me to ProXPN. I'm using it on my Linux machines, and it's awesome, and it was easy.
Oh, great.
To set up. Yes. Yeah,
that's proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 or FTLBTC for discounts. Go ahead.
Beautiful. All right. Hey, I just want to say that the people who are saying that Ebola is the one that's going to take us all off the elites are acting kind of illogical. I think that there's plenty of more useful things to use for that purpose, like re-engineering like a 1918 Spanish flu strain and having a vaccine for their own safety.
That's a little yellow fever would change everybody's attitude here in the United States, wouldn't it?
Well, we've already reconstituted the 1918 Spanish flu from old frozen permafrost bodies, so they've got
right.
that if they need it. And they could probably do more than that. But I do think that depopulation is probably something these elites would use. And Ian, I think your arguments were wrong concerning that they need us around for the money and that if they really just want to get rid of us.
That's Mark, yeah.
That same argument. They want to extract wealth from you. They want you to, you know, go to work for them.
My point is they print the money, and what do you need the money for? What do we use the money for but to buy things like guns and gold and all that stuff?
I got it. When you print money, all you're doing is dividing the pie. Money isn't wealth. We create human beings, and the land are the only things that can create wealth. If you were transported back in time with $1 million to, 10,000 BC, it wouldn't do you any good because the money doesn't create wealth. You're not going to be able to buy an airplane.
With armies would.
Indeed.
And also, Ian's argument about using nuclear weapons if they wanted to depopulate us, that's just kind of fallacious and illogical as well. I'm not trying to be insulting Ian, just saying that they would poison the earth for themselves. So that seems kind of irrational to make.
There are certain spots in the earth they really probably don't care about poisoning.
Yeah, come on. If they keep blowing up plutonium, it would, you know, if you look at the nuclear testing area.
Fair point. That's a fair point.
The North American atmospheric levels of radiation.
As long as you're willing to go, you're willing to take the Spanish flu epidemic, tack, I'm fine with it. I mean, the only point is I'm trying to make is that there's plenty of ways they can do it that are more effective than Ebola.
But it doesn't seem like they're doing anything, right? Like, I mean, this conspiracy theory about population or depopulation has been out there for as long as I've been listening to talk radio. I mean,
I guarantee you the next time some big medical scare comes up.
Every year, there's always one of them.
It's going to be the elites trying to kill us.
H1N1, bird flu, mad cow.
These conspiracy theorist radio talk shows have been on the air for decades. They keep on saying the same stuff, and no one ever makes them sort of produce the result.
Yeah, it's kind of it's useless to try to figure out who is behind 9/11. But I wouldn't take it off the table that there are these elite farmers, as you put them, raising human livestock, wouldn't have
this
that.
This is precisely what they're doing.
Hey, thanks, Chris, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here on the live Saturday edition. More Free Talk Live coming up. How do you feel about freedom of speech? Is it less important than national security? It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited here to dial in about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and we give you lots of features on the site. They are free. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for accessing their websites. Go and enjoy ours at freetalklive.com. Download archives and more. All there free.
Is privacy dead? Not if we've got anything to do about it. On November the 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online and join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web more transparent, a more transparent place, or help others manage how data is going to be shared. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free. Registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. It's hackthetrackers.com.
You know, Mark, maybe you and I are just actually working for the elites and we're forwarding the conspiracy theory. There was actually a guy on hold who wanted to ask if we actually were working for the elites. Unfortunately, he hung up the phone. Maybe that was part of the conspiracy. I don't know. But, Mark, are you working for the elites? And
this is the kind of wild jackassery that goes on in the conspiracy theory realm. I'm willing to sit here and say that, you know, elites, and I would call them politicians and, you know, multinational corporate CEOs and very wealthy, powerful people want to control the planet. I am willing to say that their intention is to use you like tax livestock to benefit off of your work and treat you like an animal. I'm willing to say all that, but because I say that it doesn't make any sense to me that these same people that benefit from our labor, that tax our land and tax our bodies, that those people would want to kill us, you know, wipe out the population to 50% or 20% or whatever, I'm working for the elite. You take one fact and you come to a conclusion from it, you're not a detective, you're a paranoid schizophrenic.
Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We've got, and by the way, I want to welcome our newest radio affiliate. It is official now, WIBC.
We're going steady.
Indianapolis, which is wonderful news for Free Talk Live.
We're back in Indy.
We are back in Indy. We were on for years on a less powerful competitor, which is no longer even a talk radio or a regular talk station. They are long gone, and we've been off for a few years, but now we are back on the biggest, best talk station in Indianapolis. Welcome to our listeners there to 93 WIBC. Go ahead, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, concerning that First Amendment versus national security thing and that order that was given, how did you get the information? If that's supposed to have been a secret, how did you get the information?
Well, the info has been loosened up a little bit over the years. As the article in the Washington Post reveals, there was some sort of a settlement that was made between some tech companies earlier this year with the federal government, which allows them to reveal a generic range of how many of these letters they have received. So a tech company that receives 512 of these would be able to say, we've received between 0 and 999 letters.
Right. So we know that Twitter wants to reveal how many letters they've received, or at least some closer number. We don't know how many, just that Twitter
has to receive them, right. So Twitter would like, that's why they're suing. They want to give out more information about these national security letters than they're legally allowed to. Your thoughts, Mark?
I'm not sure, but to me it sounds like we're on the slippery slope to that society portrayed in the novel 1984.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, at this point they're not watching you in your house yet. Nope. But I don't know how they would.
How many people have webcams these days? They want to activate your webcam on their laptop, Mark? They can certainly do that.
That's not my question as to whether or not they could look in your house. I think they could if they wanted to. The FBI can go in your house when you're not there and never tell you.
That's right.
Part of the Patriot Act. They can if they want to, but in 1984, everybody was watched. And in London, there are more than a million closed-circuit cameras that police have access to, and it doesn't stop crime by any stretch of the imagination. It's not even as effective as a street light. And that's my point, is that in order to look at people in their houses, you're going to have half the population living off the other half of the population, and I don't think that works. At this point in the United States, there are 58% of adults have a job. And that means that, you know, 42% don't. Now, obviously, all of them don't work for the government and aren't taking a check for welfare. Many of them are stay-at-home moms and drug dealers and a variety of other things. But where are we going? How far are we going to narrow the productive class before it's just the society doesn't work anymore?
Good question.
Any other thoughts you want to share, Mark?
That's about it.
Thanks for the call, man, and welcome aboard there in Indy. It's great to be back on 93 WIBC. This is a monster FM talk station, which, of course, Free Talk Live was born. We were born on FM talk, so we definitely are familiar with that world. But actually, WIBC, once upon a time, was one of those heritage, big wattage flamethrower AM talkers. They added an FM talker on board, and then they cut off the AM, and they went with sports, I think, on the AM. And yeah. This is a monster talk station. So,
the FM.
Yeah, the FM, the WIBC that we're on right now. So.
I think talk is great for FM. Yeah. I'm concerned with music radio's future.
I don't really care about it personally.
Well, I understand, but I'm just looking from afar. You and I, you both used to be in music radio.
That's true, yeah.
And I'm just kind of looking and saying, I don't think it's going to work. I think that talk is the way it goes, because currently no one can produce what I'm producing right now. We're producing unique content.
That's right.
And it's not happening anywhere else in Indy. But any of the two rock and roll stations can begin playing Crazy Train at the same time.
I've heard it before, too. Have you ever heard that before, where you'll switch from one station to another and they actually are playing the same song?
Not at the same time.
I've had it happen.
But yes, at the close to the same assuming timing. Yeah. And I mean, that's because music radio, right now, every person is their own program director. You can put together your own MP3s, an MP3 player, the whole thing. And you bring it along with you and with your eye, whatever it is, and stick it right in your car.
Yeah, so anybody who's tuning in to WIBC tonight in Indianapolis looking for Larry Kudlow, you're sorely disappointed. Or maybe you're really interested. Maybe this is something a little different, because it certainly is. Free Talk Live is not your typical talk radio program. This is our first night on there in Indy, and you'll notice very quickly that Free Talk Live approaches things differently from an issues perspective, and we're also open phones every single night. So don't hesitate to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Sohel is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Sohel.
Hi, hello, how are you today?
Good, you're on the air, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to talk about something that's very important, is that most Americans don't care about the ISIS issue, for example. It's a real threat. I mean, it's not joking.
You think ISIS is a real threat? I want to talk more about this in a moment. Hang on, Sohel, we'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. I can tell you that I've never been threatened by ISIS personally, but I've certainly been threatened by the federal government and the state government as well. More on the way. You can take control. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I love my Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found my Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we get a chance, we can talk about how the Free State Project is destroying the government, according to one critic here in a beautiful destination for people who love freedom. Turns out that the people who hate freedom don't like it when people who love freedom start coming around in large numbers. We'll give you more details on that. Also, the topic on the table, the large topic here tonight, has been the National Security Letters, as they are called. Twitter has filed a 19-page complaint alleging, according to the Washington Post, that while the government has spoken extensively on the scope of its national security surveillance activities, it has at the same time gagged companies such as Twitter that wish to respond to the government's statements or to voice their own perspective as recipients of data requests. The government's position, says the complaint, quote, forces Twitter either to engage in speech that has been pre-approved by government officials or else refrain from speaking altogether. And if that's all you can do is speak pre-approved government script or not talk at all, you become a government mouthpiece. You have no freedom of speech. You are an aspect or an outreach or a branch of the state at that point. And that's disgusting in a place that's supposed to be a free country.
Yeah, it's obvious that if you can only say what the government wants you to say, that you live in the USSA now.
Mm.
Now, I'm not going to claim this. I'm not going to claim this is widespread, but it is going on with major media companies. And that in of itself, if there's only, 20 major media companies that are dealing with this problem, you're still talking about the 20 major media companies in the United States. And that is frightening.
Absolutely. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts coming up toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You can tell us how you feel. Is national security, so-called, more important than free speech?
What if there's a free market in law enforcement? Go to BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Right now, there are bounties available for you to solve. There's one that's actually worth around 38 bitcoins, and that's, I don't know, tens of thousands, it's about 10,000.
At least 10 grand, right?
Yeah,
now.
More than $10,000. That's a pretty big bounty. You can use your investigative skills and collect the bounty. You can place your own bounties or add to the ones that are there. The authorities are not going to solve these cases. They're done with these cases. Oh, I can't solve this one. It'll be done by people like you using their skills to profit. Go check it out at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. It's BitcoinBountyHunter.com.
We got Sohel on the line in California. He had just a moment in the last hour or two, or the last segment, rather, to bring up his topic, which is ISIS. You say it's a real threat. What makes you say that, Sohel?
Yes. It's not about, you said, ISIS never threatened me as a person, but terrorism is a general threat. For example, 9/11 was a big event and a big crime, in the sense of numbers, and people were terrified. And so we all could be victimized by terrorism any moment, any time.
I'm already being victimized by terrorism. It's called the U.S. federal government, the state government.
Yeah, that's exactly one of the important points that I want to talk about, is that, for example, the Democrats, they have empowered the central government in internal sense, internal security, national security, but they have weakened the foreign policy making. America has lose its ability to become a leader for the world.
You're saying America has weakened its foreign policy? What do you mean?
I mean, for example, Obama weakened the American presence in the Middle East, withdrawn military, which we needed to do some stuff in the Middle East and a job.
You're saying he's not going at it hard enough. You're saying he's not throwing enough troops, enough bombs. He needs to be bombing more.
Actually, if America didn't withdraw from Iraq, we even were now in need to bomb them, because Iraq.
So you're saying if the troops hadn't left, then the bombings wouldn't need to happen. Thank you for the call, Sahel. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
The United States is a country that 200 years ago fought a revolutionary war against a tyrannical king. King George, not a great king, by no means. But there were all kinds of revolutions that occurred in the colonies prior to that. It was 200 years worth of revolutions, and the Revolutionary War was the climax of that. I think it's reprehensible for a country that fought a revolutionary war against a king to support a king, like, say, King Hassan of the House of Saad in Syria. That's a real problem. It's a real problem for a country that fought a war against a king to support a dictator, like the dictator in Yemen. I don't think that the United States has any business in the Middle East, and all of the trouble with the Boston bombers and the 9/11 bombers and the guy who wanted to blow up the truck in Times Square and, basically every sort of terrorist act that's occurred on U.S. soil since 9/11, it's quoted over and over again. The two things, the two points are the U.S.'s involvement in the Middle East, and the U.S.'s support of Israel. Now, I like Israel's country. I've been there. I think it's awesome. However, they should stand on their own 2 feet. There's no reason the United States government should be giving them anything. They make fine weapons. They don't need us. Two, the United States government doesn't belong in the Middle East or any other country. None. The U.S. military, the Department of Defense, doesn't understand what the term defense means. The U.S. military should be returned to this soil.
Right.
What? You don't see any Swiss people having their heads cut off in the Middle East.
Yeah, just because the U.S. government pulled some troops out of Iraq doesn't mean they were obligated to start bombing the country. They could have just pulled troops out and gone home, then called it a day, and said they were sorry for doing all the military adventurism that they've done over the last several
decades. If Iraq can't defend itself with all the free stuff the United States gave it, what is the point?
The point is more money being spent on bombs and guns for the military-industrial complex, because that's what the
Saudi
point of all of this is.
If Saudi Arabia and these other Middle Eastern countries don't want to step in, I believe Iran wants to fight the ISIS. If these countries, if they can't defend their own region, why in the world is U.S. taxpaying treasure going to do it? Why? How many kids from Omaha need to die out of the Middle East to defend these people who apparently don't want to defend themselves? I don't know what the U.S. government's doing, making it so that they don't want to that they can't fight back or whatever. I have no clue.
Will is with us from Muslims for Liberty in Tennessee. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys,
hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Very cool. Well, first I wanted to correct Mark. King Hassan is in Jordan.
Okay.
The House of Saud is in Saudi Arabia. That's, I believe right now it's another Abdulaziz.
I thought that his son was named Hassan, but okay.
Hassan?
Yeah, I thought it was. I could be wrong. Certainly.
Yeah, Hussein is in Jordan.
All right.
I
thought it was Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hassan.
I can always look it up on Wikipedia. We shouldn't argue about this.
The issue with Daesh, first of all, that's what I call them because they don't like it, and I've always felt. Well, people like to call them ISIS, but I like to call them Daesh because it pisses them off.
Okay.
I think it's important, never call these organizations things that validate their claim to the religion. And why call them something that they like? They refer to themselves as this name now. They enjoy this name. It's a badge of honor. So why not call them something that makes them angry?
Well, to some extent, we have to communicate to our listeners, right? And listeners wouldn't necessarily know what Daesh is. Hang on. You seemed to have another point you were going to make, so stand by, Will. We'll come back to you. Sure. The toll-free number is 855-453.
Looks like Will's right. It's Abdullah bin Abdulaziz.
855-450-3733. You take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Is national security more important than freedom of speech? That's the question that I'm asking in response to a Twitter lawsuit against the federal government, where Twitter is saying that they'd like to be free to reveal more information than they're legally allowed to reveal about these so-called national security letters. We've also had a discussion about the Middle East and the U.S. government's violence over there. One guy called in earlier saying ISIS is a real threat, but to me, that's the government. That's the real threat. They're the ones that are putting us in danger. They're the ones is the reason why ISIS even exists in the first place. The U.S. federal government. Let's put the blame where the blame belongs. Our total number, toll-free number is 855-453. And I should also mention we have Skype, which is how we have Will on the line with us here. We're going to bring him back. But you can Skype in at username lrn.fm as we continue with Will from Muslims for Liberty. You had another point to make. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, the previous caller, like you were saying, in his advocation of interventionism, and that's really, like you said, that's really what's got us to the point where we are right now. Tavern Keepers, a usually quite right-wing publication, actually came out with an article this week where people are finally starting to point the finger where it belongs and saying, you know, that this idea, this constant interventionism in the Middle East and the creation of states and dissolution of governments and recreation of governments is what put us where we are to start with, you know, with the UK and the carving up of the Ottoman Empire. And like you had the UK and Russia competing, both trying to undermine the Ottoman Empire, which caused the Armenian genocide, and, you know, was part of what created the animosities that led into World War I, and then the dissolution of the Ottoman Empire and the creation of these nation states.
The Middle East has never been able to find its equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, if you look at American corporatism, and apply the values that are applied in American corporatism of picking winners and losers. That's what our government and the United Kingdom's government, like them together, have been doing in Middle Eastern foreign policy, is picking winners and losers. And the problem is when you pick winners and losers in this way, when you find the kind of people that are willing to sell out their own neighbors, you end up with unscrupulous people who are, you know, have no problem using violence on civilian populations in order to get their way.
Yeah, and nobody should be surprised. Thanks, Will, for the call. Nobody should be surprised when those people who've been picked as the losers are going to be a little bit upset about that, and they're going to want to strike back at whoever it was that did the picking. We continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to another WIBC listener. Dennis is listening in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, welcome.
What you gentlemen were talking about earlier about their, you know, no validation of conspiracy theories and the depopulation. Have you ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones?
Yes, yes. Someone called and mentioned them earlier, and they've been mentioned previously. What are they?
Well, they're a monument that was erected in 1980, and they were quarried from a granite quarry near their location there in Elberton, Georgia. And there is basically a set of 10 laws or 10 guidelines that the monument represents, and it's in 8 different languages. Now, the first line of that is about maintaining the world population at 500 million people.
A lot of people think it's important.
Yes, I think it's very important.
To keep it at 500 million people?
Yeah, that's what the first line has to say.
Do you agree with that?
That's what I'm asking you. A lot of people, what I'm saying is, a lot of people believe that keeping the world population at some steady number, and people have all kinds of different numbers, that's important. Do you believe that's important?
Well, I fully believe that we have the capability to sustain the world's population as it is currently.
I think so too.
And so I really wouldn't see why that number.
I think technology will actually allow us to go much further.
Yes. And one other thing, there was an update to this monument that sat idle for 34 years that was noticed on September the 21st, where a new block, there was a cutout on the English side at the upper right-hand corner, and there was a block placed there. And it was there for 4 days, and officials from the town came and removed the block, saying that they believed that it was a joke or a prank. And the two sides of the block that were visible had the numbers 20 and 14. Now, when the block was removed, all 6 sides had numbers or letters on each of the sides.
What does that mean to you?
Well, I really don't know what it means because I don't have the case.
I don't know what the Georgia Guidestones mean.
Right, how do you know the whole thing isn't a prank? I mean, Georgia seems like a strange place to put something like that.
Unreal that this would be erected in 1980 and that it would sit idle for 34 years without anything being done.
Dennis, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What do you think about the Georgia Guidestones?
I don't think they're proof of anything. No one's been able to say where they came from. It could be some guy with more money than sense decided to put up his, 12 laws or whatever the number is of things that he thinks are important. I have no clue. And I don't know why it's supposed to matter to me.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
If we're talking about, world-ruling class geniuses that wish to manipulate the population of sheeple or whatever term you want to use, why in the world would they put a monument there to give you their plans? I mean,
well, Mark, I mean, if you
think that the world's population is going to go through with, okay, well, that's a good idea, kill my kid.
Right. So there have been conspiracy theorists who've been purporting these ideas for decades, and every now and then they'll cite some sort of Rockefeller guy, some really wealthy elite character who has designs on controlling the world's population. So I don't doubt those people exist. I mean, they can show you like a speech that he's made where he talks about that.
Yeah.
Those people exist, but what are they waiting for? The supposed claim is that this
population's growing every day.
Right. I mean, there's 7 billion people, and there's going to be more over time. There's no indication that the population is shrinking. There's no indication that the governments have anything to do with that. So Color me unconcerned, I guess. And really, what can you do about it anyway, right? If some evil government's going to release some nasty plague that's going to destroy a good portion of the world's population, well, you know, good luck. What can you really do about it besides complain? Let's continue here. Dan is in Elwood. You're on Free Talk Live, although I'm sure there's lots of companies that'll sell you, you know, gas masks and you know, products that'll purportedly protect you from those things. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, hello. This is the first time I ever heard your show. I've been driving home from work. And
welcome.
I got to say, it's a really, really good show.
Thanks. It's the first time we've been on WIBC, so keep listening on Saturday nights from 8 to 10 if you're in Indianapolis, and you'll hear more of us. Or you can always get us online at freetalklive.com 7 nights a week.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is freedom of speech is more important to me than national security.
Thank goodness.
Because if you take away the freedom of speech, you know, what makes the United States more unique than some of these countries like that don't have freedom of speech, for example. And all these people that fought for the freedom of speech in all these wars, you know, they would have died for nothing. My opinion.
Do you think that's what they're dying for in their minds? Like the people that are over, you know, fighting now, do you think they believe they're fighting for free speech?
I don't. Maybe some of them. Maybe the government puts it in their heads, like, well, you're going to fight over in these countries like the Middle East. You're going for America's freedom. But really, I think the point of these wars is to for these companies to make money. For example, I think the Iraqi war was because Cheney trying to make money for Halliburton, for example.
It's difficult to know, you know, like the specifics of who did what to whom, but I can assure you that the companies that make big metal things that go boom, they're raking it in over the last decade.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean,
Dan, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Awesome.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome to the show. We're there, as I said, WIBC, big, big talk station in Indy. It's great to be on board. Jeff is listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, man.
Hey, you're on the air.
Love your show.
Thanks.
I wanted to say that I did some soul searching a while back because I was just feeling like, you know, things were depressing, and I was just like, why does the world have to be so difficult? Life is so difficult, you know? And I came to the realization that the reason that life is difficult and yet awesome and everything is because we're free. It's like it's easy to forget that you're totally free. And so all of the things in the world, the good, the bad, the people shooting people, the people, you know, creating the internet, everything is because people are free. And that's the most awesome thing I could think of.
Well, that sounds like a really rose-colored glass version of the world. I like being positive. Don't get me wrong.
But freedom definitely has cost to it. I think he's absolutely right.
You think he's right that we're free? Absolutely not. I'm not free to walk down the street smoking a joint. 855, 450 free.
Freedom's a continuum.
I can't walk down the street with an open container. That's not freedom. More on the way. You take control here. We'll bring Jeff back and your calls as well. Come on.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.